Do you realize? That's what Father Gabriel in his Kenyan accent would say often. Do you realize? Father Gabriel, pastor in Hibbing, and I was his associate for 2 years. And do you realize how much treasure St. Paul stored up for himself in heaven? Just heard from that first reading. Five times at the hands of Jews, I received 40 lashes minus one. Three times beaten with rods, stoned, three times shipwrecked, passed a night and a day out in the middle of the sea. Dangers from robbers, dangers from rivers, Gentiles. Toil, hardship, sleepless nights, hunger, thirst, frequent fastings, cold, and exposure. All the anxiety he had being responsible for the churches. Think of all that treasure that St. Paul stored up for himself in heaven. Like, there should be part of us that wants that. A healthy disciple of Christ, a magnanimous person, wants treasure in heaven. It's so tempting. It's difficult. Or I would say it's tempting in our world today to be so focused in on this life. Seek comfort, pleasure, good things. A number of us are retired here. I'll just kind of take it easy these years. Retirement, yeah. Don't have to work. That's not the attitude of a saint. Pleasures, things, houses, money, comfort. Those are the things that moth and decay will destroy. Little sacrifices, acts of kindness towards others, praying, spending time with our Lord, coming to Mass. Those are treasures we're storing up in heaven. Difficulties, challenges that come our way that we don't seek to ignore or medicate, but actually accept lovingly. Those are treasures that we store up in heaven. If nothing else, we should never complain about difficulties, sufferings. We can say, yes, Lord, this is difficult. Even in a sense, pray that he takes it away, but in the end, be able to say, okay, thy will be done. It's one thing I really admire about my father. He's that somewhat retired, but he's burning his candle till the end. He has no desire to just be retired, golf every day, you know, meet up with the guys every day just to chat, waste time. No, he wants to continue to build up the kingdom of God. He wants to continue to store up for himself treasure in heaven. And so I say that as to all of you here who are storing up treasures in heaven, but to discern in your prayer time, how do I view my life and my existence here? Am I actively discerning how God wants me to store up treasure in heaven? Everything else will fade away. Will fade away. Think about St. Paul. Yes, difficult life, yes. But that peace, that joy of knowing he was being faithful to the Lord, he was doing the Lord's work. And he was storing up great treasures in heaven that he now experiences, he now gets to appreciate and experience.